It's Thursday, February 27, 2025.
Officials in Kyiv say that they see it as a good outcome.
Trump White House announces arms for rare earth minerals deal with Ukraine. Spring is getting warmer across the U.S. due to man-made climate change. Plus,
all of this with the global warming and that, a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
Trump EPA moves to ditch scientific finding that climate change endangers public health.
All of those hoaxes and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I'm starting to think that we as a country don't understand where the real waste, fraud, and abuse in our system really is. So we're looking to save taxpayers some money. And I know, we got the studies that are done. How about we just take $3 billion in subsidies we give to oil and gas companies that already turn billions in profits? How long did that take?
That'll do it. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desiree, it is still February, but out here in Southern California, it has been in the 80s for the last, 3 or 4 days. What the hell is going on here?
Climate change is going on.
Really?
Yes, it turns out spring is getting warmer across the United States, delivering more unusually hot days than in the past due to human emissions of greenhouse gases from the burning of fossil fuels. That's according to a new analysis by nonprofit data firm Climate Central. On average, compared to the 1970s, nearly every U.S. city now sees at least one additional week of unusually hot spring days. It's actually worse in the South. Tampa now gets more than a month of hotter spring temperatures. Warmer springs cause unseasonal drought and early snowmelt, reducing summer water resources for people and crops and heightening the risk of wildfires.
Sounds like a problem.
In international news, Reuters reports that because of the Trump administration's dismantling of the U.S. foreign aid agency, USAID, America's global disaster response teams are now unable to deploy. The highly trained disaster assistance response teams mobilize within 24 to 48 hours to lead the U.S. government's humanitarian response on the ground after major disasters overseas.
Oh, so we can't help people overseas from disasters. Who cares, right? By the way, thank you, Canada and Mexico, for coming to our rescue here in Los Angeles during the fires a few weeks ago.
The Trump administration announced a framework agreement with Ukraine that would give the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals, which are critical for electric vehicles, clean energy, and a host of other applications. Ukraine hopes that the deal will ensure continued flow of U.S. military support that Ukraine urgently needs. The draft text reportedly does not include explicit security guarantees from the U.S. The New York Times reports that Trump's Ukraine mineral deal is seen as protection racket diplomacy. Quote, experts cannot recall a precedent for the United States or any other country extracting cash or resources from its own allies during a time of war. Trump effectively confirmed that in a cabinet meeting on Wednesday.
We'll be really partnering with Ukraine in terms of rare earth. We very much need rare earth. They have great rare earth. We have some, but we don't have that much. We need a lot more.
Nice country you got there. Be ashamed if Russia happened to it.
In other news, Mother Jones reports that Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has ended funding for the National Institutes of Health programs and research that protect Americans from the health consequences of extreme weather disasters. Huh. Finally, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin is privately urging the administration to roll back a scientific finding that the planet-warming greenhouse gases that drive man-made climate change endanger public health and welfare. The 2009 endangerment finding provides the legal underpinning for a host of key EPA climate regulations under the Clean Air Act that have reduced emissions and pollution from motor vehicles, power plants, oil and gas operations, and other industrial sources. overturning the endangerment finding is a key goal outlined in Project 2025. Reversing it would make it vastly easier for EPA to simply revoke all of President Biden's major climate rules. Since 2009, the science has only gotten more overwhelming, linking greenhouse gas emissions to climate change and more frequent, costly extreme weather disasters. But legal experts warn that, science notwithstanding, it may not survive the right-wing supermajority on the U.S. Supreme Court, the most anti-environmental court in the modern era.
And so the endangerment finding drama continues, going on 20 years now. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.